I'm David Brancaccio. The April reports on hiring and unemployment are due in just over half an hour. We're expecting strong numbers, something close to maybe a million more people on payrolls last month compared to March. But some employers report trouble finding people. Some of it is the problem of childcare. Some of it is health worries. Some of it is employers not adjusting pay higher with people still drawing jobless benefits. Yesterday, South Carolina's governor ended his state's participation in federal extra unemployment programs set up during pandemic in an effort to lower what economists call the reservation wage, the amount employers have to pay to draw people to a job. Elsewhere, among employers trying to replenish their workforce, public schools. Here's Marketplace's Matt Levin.
Eighth grade math teacher Melanie Passavoy is extremely happy to be back in her classroom. It's much easier to teach geometry there than rearrange the geometry of her living room for distance learning.
So at home, I had a standing whiteboard that would take up like half of the frame. And then there would be this like a narrow section next to me where you could still see like my kids or my, you know, cats or my husband coming in and out.
Folsom Middle School in suburban Sacramento went hybrid in March, not a moment too soon for Passavoy. A year of telling her daughter she couldn't watch Netflix in the background while mom taught the Pythagorean theorem was starting to wear her out. Some of her colleagues, though, were just done.
So definitely know some teachers who retired at the beginning of the school year who were not intending to retire.
That's not likely to let up this year, says Chad Alderman, an education researcher with Georgetown University. Younger teachers may also be more inclined to leave and even switch career paths entirely.
They are more likely to leave this year if the economy is strong, if they've been tired and stressed out at work and just need a break.
That can make an already severe teacher shortage even worse. Overall, schools were down nearly 600,000 jobs in March from pre-pandemic levels. Most of those actually aren't teachers. Because of remote learning and $190 billion in federal aid, there haven't been massive teacher layoffs. But
whenever a school district needs to make cuts, the very first place they look are the food service workers and the custodians and the secretaries and the, you know, all of those people.
Ben Valdepena is president of the California School Employees Association, a union that represents most of the non-teachers that work for schools. The good news, those jobs are gradually returning as schools reopen. One area where hiring is really heating up?
You will see school districts within the state of California right now and nationally that are hiring more custodians.
All the extra cleaning for COVID is a job creator. In Sacramento, I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.